Are now off limits to road building. Environmentalists say the new rule would let the Bush administration lift restrictions against development of most of that land. The U.S. military confirmed today U.S. forces searched a hospital in central Iraq, acting on a tip from informants. But military officials would not say whether they were looking for Iraq's most wanted militant, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. No rebels found during the search last week of the hospital in Ramadi. The Washington Post reports al-Zarqawi may have been at the hospital, he may be ill or wounded, and there are reports a laptop computer seized in February had medical information about al-Zarqawi on it. Tempers flared on Capitol Hill as lawmakers tried to pin down a panel of generals on what's being done to protect American troops from improvised explosive devices known as IEDs, the roadside bombs that blow up in Iraq. Pennsylvania Republican Kurt Weldon, at the start of the House Armed Services Committee, said, "Generals, I'm not a happy camper." He says the Pentagon needs to do more to protect the troops, and it needs to move more aggressively on the issue. Marine Corps Lieutenant General James Mattis, former commander of the 1st Marine Division, says the military in Iraq is facing an adaptable enemy. He pointed out during World War II, the Navy pushed its way through the Pacific and had to face Japanese kamikaze pilots. A U.N. worker from the Netherlands was found loitering near the site of the explosions in New York City this morning. Law enforcement sources say the FBI and police are questioning the Dutch worker at the U.N., though they won't say if the man is a suspect. Two makeshift grenades blew up outside the British consulate, slightly damaging the building but causing no injuries. Officials say it's not clear if the consulate was the target. They say they have no motive either. Police say the two improvised bombs were toy grenades packed with gunpowder. A British Foreign Office spokeswoman in London says her government is not speculating whether the explosions are connected to the elections in Britain today. Investigators still reviewing surveillance video from the area in Manhattan. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Al Franken Show. Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken show, the New Republic's Michael Crowley on super sleazebag lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Thomas Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, on What's the Matter with Liberals, and you know him, you love him, our regular Joe Connison from Salon, the New York Observer, and the American Prospect. Now that's a show. No more lazy, time-filling interviews with Jacques Chirac on the Al Franken show.
Truth Seekers, Malone here on Air America Radio. How you doing? Did you hear me okay? I've got apparently some allergies happening here, so I sound a little bit froggy tonight. Either that or it's throat cancer. I don't know. You know, whatever. Or a bad cold or who cares? But I'm just letting you know so when you listen tonight and you go, Jesus, he sounds froggy. Yeah, oh, absolutely do. This is Cinco de Cuatro. It's also National Prayer Day. What else we got going? As the Guacamoran would say, Happy Tequila Shooter Day, folks. Matter of fact, we have some audio of Jorge tonight, a twofer actually, because it is National Prayer Day. And Bush is so generous, he's actually telling Americans what three things to pray for. So you don't want to miss that. Can you guess what they are? Huh? Since it is Prayer Day, I'm going to share with you a little bit later in the program The War Prayer by Mark Twain. You remember that? You read it in school, huh? Isn't it great? I love The War Prayer. Twain, I'll tell you, Mark Twain, he was kind of disdained by the literati in this country at his peak. He really was. You know, he wrote, stupid kid stories and about race. You know, Twain was a genius. Twain was as brilliant as Orwell. He was in a different era and he used a different style of writing. His reports on the Spanish-American War in the Philippines, I say, still stand as classics of war reporting and on the horrors of war. His writings in The Damned Human Race, which include Letters to the Earth, Letters from the Earth, Methuselah's Diary, Adam's Diary, Eve's Diary, all that stuff where he just ripped religion so full of holes, not just the Christian faith, although we focused on that. Twain was an absolute genius. Speaking of geniuses, the Benton Harbor, Michigan school superintendent has said that the middle school marching band in that poor, blasted city. You ever been to Benton Harbor? God, what a sad city. What a sad city. Anyway, All the problems regarding life in Benton Harbor have been set aside, and the focus is on banning the middle school marching band from performing Louie Louie. That's right. Benton Harbor Superintendent Paula Dawning said, well, the song has raunchy lyrics, and ordered the McCord Middle School band not to perform it day after tomorrow in the Grand Floral Parade, which is part of the Blossom Time Festival. We've been in Benton Harbor, haven't we? Jesus, they have blossoms there? What? What kind of blossoms? Are the dandelion blossoms? What? What do they have? It's a sad, sad town, I'm telling you. Anyway, in a letter sent home with the kids, Superintendent Dawning said Louie Louie was not appropriate for Benton Harbor students to play while representing the district, even though the marching band wasn't going to sing it. Well, in the first place, I defy anyone to come up with the lyrics. Oh, don't do a Google on it and send me copies of the lyrics. There's 9 different versions, some of them raunchy, some of them just like Jamaica talk, all of them unintelligible to begin with, although over the years, over the course of human history, when was the damn thing written? In the 50s? Over the course of human history, several linguists have tried to decipher what the lyrics are, but this school superintendent And Ben Harper, Michigan, figures it out. I remember, when was it, it was early 60s when the Kingsman had the big hit. And shortly after it came out, the FBI spent years investigating the lyrics. The FBI. You know, a lot of people think, Jesus, we live in weird times now. Let me tell you something, 40 years ago it was pretty weird, too. I don't believe I just said that. Am I that old, Kathy? I guess I am. FBI spent 2 years investigating the lyrics before declaring that not only were they not obscene, the FBI said this, but also they were unintelligible at any speed. So, anyway. Speaking of crazed school boards, the Kansas Board of Education, they're doing it again. What the hell is wrong with Kansas? 80 years after the Scopes Monkey trial? Officials out there, the Topeka, Kansas Board of Education, they had another election, and more of these fake Christian freaks got elected to the school board. So they have begun 4 days of trial-like hearings, just like the monkey trial, to consider changes in how Kansas students are tested on the origins of life. This just won't stop, will it? Huh? Won't stop. Science groups are boycotting the hearings. Good! Absolutely. The hearings are held by a Board of Education subcommittee. The board, after taking testimony, how in the hell do you take testimony? What kind of testimony are you going to take? You have preachers show up? Well, it says in the Bible! The board may revise its so-called science standards in June to include both the theory of evolution and criticism of the theory of evolution. That would include this psychopathic intelligent design crap, or the 7 days and out crap, or the talking snake theory. Crap, crap, crap. What the hell is wrong with these people? Now, I remember, when was it, Kathy? Around 1999, I think, the Board of Education in Kansas deleted references to evolution in their science textbooks. And kids who were graduating, trying to get into college, and had to take remedial courses to learn science instead of this religious mythology garbage. And it is garbage. Lord have mercy. Similar battles have been waged in recent years, by the way, in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. It's not just Kansas. What did I hear? I watched him at Crossfire today because I was lying in bed, drinking hot tea, and I was watching Crossfire, which is the wrong thing to do. It's a miserable program. I hate it as long as Novak is on there. Every time I see Novak, I think, you know, why aren't you in jail? Huh? Why aren't you being tried for treason? You violated the law. You have blood on your hands, you ugly old white man. Why aren't you? Why? God, he turns my stomach. And I see Carville there, sitting there, the raging Cajun, trying to do battle with this freak. But this came up on Crossfire today, and they had the usual lineup. You know, this one is about science, and this one is about talking snakes and wheels in the air and cloud beings. And, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, Jesus, I can't. Is this really America in 2005? United States, I should say, in 2005? Yeah, of course it is. Now, it is prayer day, and out in Idaho, atheist won one. Did you hear about this? A U.S. District Court judge ruled yesterday that the state of Idaho could not deny a permit to atheists who wanted to hold a Day of Equality rally on the steps of the state capitol building. Day of Equality, not Day of Prayer. What happened was all these prayer freaks who violate Jesus' own admonition that when you want to pray, go into your closet, shut the hell up, talk to my father, don't pray in public, don't be a Pharisee, don't be a hypocrite, just shut up, sit down, you want to pray, go into a dark closet and pray. But modern-day Christians, quotes around the word Christians, are hypocrites, liars, sneaks, murderers, killers, snakes, they're evil. And you know, the public piety is what they celebrate. Public piety. So somebody in one of these groups forgot, oh my goodness, they forgot to get a permit on National Prayer Day to go pray on the state capitol steps in Idaho. So the atheists took a look at the calendar, saw nothing was planned. They said, hey, let's have an Equality Day, National Day of Equality. So they rented the steps of the governor's mansion. And all of a sudden, the governor figured it out and the state facilities manager figured it out. And they went, wait a minute. What the hell is this? The atheists are coming on prayer day? So they tried to cut a deal with the prayer groups and said, quick, quick, get in here. We'll cancel their permit and give you one. So the atheists went to court and said, don't give us that. We had the permit. You know, you're not going to cancel us. You ever heard of separation of church and state, you morons? So anyway, the court, of course, the courts always uphold separation of church and state until such time as we become a theocracy, which is going to be pretty quick now. But the governor says he's disappointed in the judge's decision. Another one of those damned activist judges, right? Which upheld the decision, which upheld fairness and the separation of church and state. The governor says, I will take part in the National Prayer Day event no matter where it's held because of my own belief in the importance of prayer, not to make a political statement. And he said that attempts to accommodate the Idaho atheists by offering them a very similar venue on the same day at the same time was rejected. Yeah, you're damn right it was rejected.
No hope anywhere. I'll never sing a sad song again. 'Cause I'll be gone to heaven's golden shore.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Thousands have used my Alcohol Freedom CDs and discovered how hypnotherapy ends the struggle. Kevin writes, I'm an Arizona hunting redneck and I sure don't believe in hypnosis and all that gobbledygook. I gotta tell you though, I haven't had a beer in 6 weeks and I'm not even tempted. After 3 days, I totally lost my urge to drink after 15 years of more than a six-pack a day. Jenna writes, Wendy, I give you the credit for my sobriety. I discovered that it was fear that made me drink. I've tried everything. This works. The people I love have let me back into their lives. Amy writes, I never realized how I was using alcohol as an excuse to sabotage all the good things in my life. For the first time since I was a teen, alcohol doesn't seem like the answer. For the first time in years, I truly have hope. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. I can help you too. On the web at quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com. Or call me. 877-68-HAPPY. 877-68-HAPPY.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brush-O, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing
coffee. Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more involved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
Turn your heart and your life over to Christ. When you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart and changes your life.
And interrupts the flow of drugs up your nose, I guess. I don't know. Celine writes in, Benton Harbor has much worse things to worry about, like gangs and crime. And then she says a swear word. And then she says, I'm originally from Southwest Michigan. We played, what's BH? Something hockey in a regional basketball game. Their cheerleaders threatened to beat the blank out of one of the girls on our squad. That was 10 years ago. The cheerleader, yeah, well, okay. Three things Bush wants us to pray for, according to Mike. One, Daddy won't think I'm a kid anymore. Two, Vladimir won't help Iran build a nuke. And three, that I won't be sent to hell for the negligent homicide of thousands of innocent children in Iraq. And this is from Luna. Hi, Mike. Regarding the Benton Harbor Louie story, Luna writes, that reminds me of a story that just happened at my son's high school. Two of his friends, both shy kids, were still getting up nerve to start dating, submitted the quote, so long and thanks for all the fish, for their grade 12 yearbook caption. Now, if you're a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy person, as these boys are, or saw the movie, you will know that it's what the dolphins say when they cleverly abandon Earth before it's destroyed. It's actually the song at the start of the movie. The boys were called into the vice principal's office and told that quote was not suitable. When asked why, they were told that it means goodbye and thanks for all the girls I had sex with. No one has yet found anyone other than this dude who's heard the expression used like that. We are hoping he goes to see the movie, but of course the boys had to change their caption for the yearbook. I've used that several times, haven't I, Kathy? Goodbye and thanks for all the fish. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. I really don't. Luna lives in Canada. Apparently, this school person, the vice principal, is functionally illiterate. I don't know. I hate it. I hate what's going on. I really do. Let's get a call here. Gracie is calling from Washington State about the evolution situation in Kansas. Is that right, Gracie? How old are you, Gracie?
I'm 13, and I'm homeschooled.
Oh, well.
Not for religious reasons or anything.
So. I understand. Listen, I believe in homeschooling if it's done by parents who really teach the kids. I don't have any problem with homeschooling at all. So, you know. Anyway, why'd you call?
I'd just like to make a comment about evolution that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. You're not going to... When you were talking about criticism of evolution, that's not going to be Hindu, Islam, any other religion other than Christianity and the Islamic religions. And it's currently I have a text on biology, it's an eighth grade biology book, and it has evolution on it. And I go to a program for homeschool kids, you know,
right.
And I'm afraid that someone's going to freak out, petition, and then... You know, eventually we're going to have to change books. And the school situation is somewhat disturbing in America right now. And that's really all I have to say, except thank you very much for restoring the sanity.
Sure. And thank you for calling, Gracie. By the way, if they do alter the textbook that you're using at home, Just throw it away. You don't have to get the new one. Your parents, or do you have an instructor that comes to your home?
I have an instructor, and I go to public school a few days a week.
Okay, the instructor, I'm sure, will. I'm not sure. I would hope would go ahead and continue to teach you the science of biology. And not mythology. There's nothing wrong with learning about mythology. I think it's good for kids to learn about religion in a comparative religion class. You know what I'm saying? Where you can, all right, this is Christianity, this is Judaism, this is Islam, this is Hinduism, right?
Yes, of course.
Right.
That belongs in comparative religion, not biology.
There you go. Hey, you're wonderful, Gracie. Thanks for checking in, sweetheart. Keep us posted. Let us know what happens in Washington State regarding your textbook, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right. Thank you. We have another story coming out of Washington State tonight, too. Yeah, it's ugly. It's that. Yeah, you know what one it is, don't you? Yeah. Ooh, nasty story. Nasty story. And again, I apologize for the way I sound tonight. I sound like I've been swimming all day, right? All right. We have a break coming. When we come back, Manor Monkey is celebrating Cinco de Mayo or Cuatro de Mayo in the Rose Garden. And the National Day of Prayer at the White House. So we'll play that sound for you so you can hear what Goofy had to say. And then I want to share with you Mark Twain's The War Prayer. Not all of it, not the whole thing here, because, the whole war prayer, but not the prose that surrounds us. So anyway, I don't know what I'm saying. Stick around, all right? I'm going to go take another antihistamine. And drink some more coffee. See you on the other side of the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Is the FDA doing enough to protect you from drugs with hidden side effects? Not even FDA employees think so. Two-thirds of the FDA's own scientists say the agency isn't adequately monitoring the safety of drugs on the market. This month's Mother Jones reports on an FDA scientist who was told to be quiet when he discovered one drug's deadly side effects. Before the Vioxx scandal hit, the FDA's David Graham found that the drug increased the risk of heart attacks. But FDA officials took no action and told him to be quiet. A month later, the makers of Vioxx found the same thing and recalled the drug themselves. Even though the FDA had known, it had done nothing. Sources close to the FDA tell Mother Jones that incidents like this happen all the time. To see how the FDA's lax standards are putting your health at risk, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random. Let's say Walmart. And that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour. How much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country, and we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at PurpleOcean.org.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE. L-I-F-E, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron, and on Friday's Morning Sedition, I'll be doing the show live from Cincinnati while Mark Riley holds down the fort in New York. And joining us for this special interstate broadcast will be actor and comedian Martin Short. And you know, since it's radio, you can picture him as a, you know, regular skinny Martin Short, or as Martin Short in that grotesque fat suit. Your choice. Join me, Riley, and Johnny Fever for Morning Sedition, WKRP style, Friday.
Air America Radio.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Mother, do you think she's good enough?
This would be a hell of a segue. Let's go from that to Bush today. Man or monkey celebrating Cinco de Mayo on Cuatro de Mayo in the Rose Garden. Yesterday, I'm sorry. Today is Cinco de Mayo. Hello. I love Jorge Arbusto en Español. Este hombre es muy histérico. See? Okay. Here you go. George Bush, Manor Monkey, celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Finally, we pray to acknowledge.
I didn't say what you thought I said. I said, give me the right sound. Go ahead.
Bienvenidos. Laura and I are honored to host so many distinguished Hispanic Americans.
Hispanic Americans.
And Mexican leaders here in the Jardín de Rosas.
Jardín de Rosa.
Welcome to the White House. The way I see it is mi casa es su casa.
Oh.
The only problem this year is I scheduled the dinner on the 4 de Mayo. Next year I'm going to have to work on my math.
I'm not too literate in math, as I like to say, especially where it concerns the Social Security plan I propose but don't really understand. I talk like this when I say Jardín de Rosa, because that's the way I think Mexicanos speak. You know, I'm from Texas. That's how I hear them speak. They have this little sound to their voice. Mi casa es su casa. Can you just play the first word there where he says bienvenidos? Just the first word. Go ahead.
Bienvenidos.
Moving from the sublime to the ridiculous, or from the ridiculous to the sublime, today, the actual Cinco de Mayo, Bush celebrates National Prayer Day with the child-beating, dog-abusing, Focus on the Freak show, Dobsons. They were there? Really? The Dobson crime family showed up and with the Bush crime family? Okay, all right. So what do they have, a breakfast or something? Just a little meeting. Okay. A Muslim roast? Okay. Here's Manor Monkey commemorating National Prayer Day, National Day of Prayer at La Casa Blanca.
Every day millions of us turn to the Almighty in reverence and humility.
Oh, yeah?
Every day our churches and synagogues and mosques and temples are filled with men and women who pray to our Maker.
Yeah, to have you removed.
And almost every day, I am given a special reminder of this great generosity of spirit when someone comes up and says, Mr. President, I'm praying for you.
Yeah, Mr. President, I'm praying. What he doesn't realize is that a lot of those people are praying for him to be impeached or to stop invading nations that haven't done anything or lying to us. This guy is so out of touch with reality as to render the whole enterprise just something from a phantasmagorical, phantasmagorical acid trip. Here Bush enlightens and instructs us on what exactly pray for. Nicely spells it out for us, right?
And so we pray as a nation for three main reasons. We pray to give thanks for our freedom.
Oh, okay.
Freedom is our birthright because the Creator wrote it into our common human nature.
What?
No government can ever take a gift from God away.
Uh-huh.
Second, we pray for help in defending the gift of freedom from those who seek to destroy it.
Be careful.
Today we pray for the troops who are defending our freedom against determined enemies around the globe. We seek God's blessing for the families they have left behind. And we commit to heaven's care of those brave men and women he has called home.
Oh, he has called home. Okay, so today we pray for the troops who are defending our freedom. Mark Twain was talking about, actually the period of time he's talking about is the Spanish-American War, 1898 until what, 1903, 1902? And the preacher in a church comes out and gives a prayer about all sorts of things that they always pray for. Now Twain. Then came the long prayer. None could remember the like of it for passionate pleading and moving in beautiful language. The burden of its supplication was that an ever-merciful and benign father of us all would watch over our noble young soldiers and aid, comfort, and encourage them in their patriotic work, bless them, shield them in his mighty hand, make them strong and confident, invincible in the bloody onset, help them to crush the foe, grant to them and to their flag and country imperishable honor and glory. An aged stranger entered and moved with slow and noiseless step up the main aisle, his eyes fixed upon the minister, his long body clothed in a robe that reached to his feet, his head bare, his white hair descending in a frothy cataract to his shoulders, his seamy face unnaturally pale, pale even to ghastliness. With all eyes following him and wondering, he made his silent way. Without pausing, he ascended to the preacher's side and stood there, waiting. With shut lids, the preacher, unconscious of his presence, continued his moving prayer and at last finished it with the words uttered in fervent appeal, "Bless our arms, grant us the victory, O Lord our God, Father and Protector of our land and flag. Amen." The stranger touched the preacher's arm, motioned him to step aside, which the startled minister did, and took his place. During some moments, he surveyed the spellbound audience with solemn eyes in which burned an uncanny light. Then, in a deep voice, he said, "I come from the throne bearing a message from Almighty God." The words smote the house with a shock. If the stranger perceived it, he gave no attention. "He has heard the prayer of his servant, your shepherd, and grant it, if such shall be your desire, after I, his messenger, shall have explained to you its import," that is to say, its full import, "for it is like unto many of the prayers of men, in that it asks for more than he who utters it is aware of," except he pause and think. God's servant of yours has prayed his prayer. Has he paused and taken thought? Is it one prayer? No, it is two, one uttered, the other not. Both have reached the ear of him who heareth all supplications, the spoken and the unspoken. Ponder this, keep it in your mind. If you beseech a blessing upon yourself, beware, lest without intent you invoke a curse upon a neighbor at the same time. If you pray for the blessing of rain upon your crop, which needs it, by that act you are possibly praying for a curse upon some neighbor's crop, which may not need rain and can be injured by it. You have heard your servant's prayer, the uttered part of it. I am commissioned by God to put into words the other part of it, that part which the pastor and also you in your hearts fervently prayed silently and ignorantly and unthinkingly. God grant that it was so. You heard these words, "Grant us the victory, O Lord our God." That is sufficient. The whole of the uttered prayer is compact into those pregnant words. Elaborations were not necessary. When you have prayed for victory, you have prayed for many unmentioned results which follow victory, must follow it, cannot help but follow it. Upon the listening spirit of God the Father fell also the unspoken part of the prayer. He commandeth me to put it into words. Listen, O Lord our Father. Our young patriots, idols of our hearts, go forth to battle. Be thou near them. With them in spirit, we also go forth from the sweet peace of our beloved fireside to smite the foe. O Lord, our God, help us to tear their soldiers to bloody shreds with our shells. Help us to cover their smiling fields with the pale forms of their patriot dead. Help us to drown the thunder of the guns with the shrieks of their wounded writhing in pain. Help us to lay waste their humble homes with a hurricane of fire. Help us to wring the hearts of their unoffending widows with unavailing grief. Help us to turn them out roofless with their little children to wander unfriended the wastes of their desolated land in rags and hunger and thirst, sports of the sun flames of summer and the icy winds of winter, broken in spirit, worn with travail, imploring thee for the refuge of the grave, and denied it for our sakes who adore thee, Lord. Blast their hopes, blight their lives, protract their bitter pilgrimage, make heavy their steps, water their way with tears, stain the white snow with the blood of their wounded feet. We ask it in the spirit of love, of him who is the source of love, and who is ever faithful, a refuge and friend of all that are sore beset and seek his aid with humble and contrite hearts. Amen. After a pause, the stranger said, "Ye have prayed it? If ye still desire it, speak! The messenger of the Most High waits." It was believed afterward that the man was a lunatic, because there was no sense in what he said. I love that. Don't you love that? Huh? Don't you love that? I love that. Twain was a genius. Dear God, I'm sure most of you have read more than The Adventures of Tom Sawyer or The Further Adventures of Huckleberry Finn or Innocents Abroad or King Arthur's Court, a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. If you haven't read The Damned Human Race or Letters to the Earth, you got to do it. You got to do it. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Voice whispering in his ear, something he learned in Bible camp, or maybe from his daddy dear. Do unto others before they do unto you. Praise the Lord and hit 'em hard, the devil must have his due. As all the weapons come on, Uncle Sam, the smallpox, Indian blankets, the bombs that beat Japan. Bless the cops and prisons that make us free. This land was made for ye, me, and the rest of the world.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You
want
to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh, sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 8freecd.com now.
Talk about wireless waste. 100 million cell phones per year are thrown away in the U.S. alone.
Old cell phones are discarded. A large number of phones also end up in landfills and incinerators.
That's Eric Most from Inform talking about their new report, Calling All Cell Phones.
Cell phones contain a large number of hazardous substances which pollute the air when burned in incinerators and leach into soil and drinking water when landfilled. These substances include arsenic, beryllium, and lead and have been associated with cancer and a number of other reproductive disorders.
So before you hang up your old cell phone,
phone, make the right call.
There are a number of programs which will accept cell phones and either recycle them or refurbish them. To learn about these programs, you can go to www.recyclewirelessphones.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at Esurance.com.
Computers, they're complicated. No small business can operate without them. Do you have a plan to safeguard the information network of your business? Plan B does. Plan B provides outsourced computer support, security backup, and strategic planning to businesses in the tri-state area. Plan B secures computer networks, eliminates recurring problems, performs ongoing administration, integrates new technology, and lowers your cost of ownership. For over 20 years, Plan B has served businesses in the tri-state area as their own personal information technology experts. Plan B has plans that meet business needs at a fraction of the cost of doing it yourself. Their plan of the month is a $3 plan to eliminate spam. $3 per mailbox per month. You can have it today. Let Plan B take care of your computer systems while you take care of business. Call Plan B now at 212-242-5654. That's 212-242-5654. That number again, 212-242-5654. Plan B Technologies.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. So, Man or Monkey commemorating National Day of Prayer at the White House today. Back to that with the Dobsons there. Oh, my God. This is the last one. What's the third thing? You heard the first two. The first thing that, third thing that Bush instructs us to pray for. And what is the third thing Bush instructs us to pray for? Hang on, you're going to love this one.
Finally, we pray to acknowledge our dependence on the Almighty. We recognize that our plans are not always God's plans. So we ask that our hearts may be aligned with His. And that we may be given the strength to do what is right. And help those in need.
Help those in need?
We who ask for God's help for ourselves have a particular obligation to care for the least of our brothers and sisters within our midst.
When are you going to start doing that, moron? All you do is cut programs, social programs, for the least of our brothers and sisters, as you put it, huh? Most recently, the bankruptcy bill. The list is too long to go through. Huge tax breaks for the top 1%. Destruction of the middle class, increasing the numbers of poor people, illegal war in Iraq, $300 billion spent so far, trade deficits, budget deficits, national debt, dismantling the EPA, dismantling the Security Exchange Commission, preventing us from filing class action lawsuits against corporations to do us harm, dismantling Social Security, packing the federal courts with wackos, Death Squad Negroponte as intelligence czar, torture freak Gonzalez as Attorney General. I wasn't paying attention. Rice, the Secretary of State, largest corporate welfare handouts in the history of the Republic, cuts in social programs for the poor and needy, cuts in veterans' benefits. No Child Left Behind is a joke. Still can't find a 7-foot-tall Saudi dragging a dialysis machine after 3 years. Cut funds for Medicaid and Medicare. Yeah, we have an obligation to care for the least of our brothers and sisters within our midst. No, that's what Jesus said. That's not what you fake, phony Christians say. National Prayer Day. If I were on cable radio exclusively, I could tell you really what I think of what they were doing there. James Dobson. Do you know what would happen if Jesus came back and or showed up for the first, I don't, whatever. If Jesus came back and started talking about running the money changers out of the temple? First of all, they'd arrest him. Secondly, they'd probably send him to Diego Garcia or Guantanamo for being a subversive. Christianity, as it's practiced in America in the year 2005, is a business enterprise. That's all it is. It's strictly a business. It is a corrupt, filthy business enterprise. Every time I hear about one of these mega churches, you ever hear of a mega synagogue? Remember, we have 25,000 Jews that come here. No, I don't think so. But these mega churches, they're business enterprises. That's all they are. The simple message of Jesus is just totally, totally perverted by these people. It's disgusting. James Dobson, who has what he calls a ministry. What's he on? 10 million radio stations, 40 million foreign countries, 7,000 solar systems, 10 galaxies, and 3 parallel universes. Sky Angel. That's the name of their satellite system, Sky Angel. What a bunch of degenerates. I wish sometimes I were... a real Christian, because I would take up the fiery sword of God and rapture a few of these people on my own. You know, that's what the Bible says to do, right? Shoom. Goodbye. Shoom. Goodbye. Shoom. Goodbye. Shoom. Goodbye. Shoom. Goodbye. Hold on a second while I sharpen my blade. Shoom. Goodbye. Shoom.
Bye. Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Everywhere you go, you see that support the troops ribbon. Who doesn't wish the best for the troops? But support the troops hardly means support the military. Given recent news, it's hard to support the military. Yesterday we learned the Army tried to cover up details of the death of Pat Tillman. After 9/11, he turned down a big money contract to play football and joined the Army Rangers. Tillman was killed in Afghanistan in a firefight by his fellow soldiers. The military, at first, attempted to hide the fact this hero was killed by friendly fire, and no one's been punished for this. And over at the Air Force Academy, there are credible allegations that the commanders are pressuring cadets to convert to evangelical Christianity or face humiliation. And recent government reports have shown the Pentagon has wasted billions of dollars. So support the troops, yes, but not the people in charge. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
This Mother's Day, show Mom how smart you are and what a good job she did teaching you the value of a dollar. Go to Overstock.com, where you can save up to 70% off retail prices. So you can afford to spoil her with something practical like a memory foam pillow so that she can have sweet dreams about you. Or something sparkly that will dazzle her every time she looks at it. Overstock.com. They have it all. Go online and discover the secret of saving and make Mom proud.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe?
Tri-Omega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get Tri-Omega. In fact, if it doesn't say Tri-Omega, throw it back.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Russia says it stopped a terror attack. Security forces in Russia said they stopped a major terror attack today, discovering a truck bomb in Chechnya and a batch of poisons just days before dozens of world leaders arrive in Moscow for celebrations marking the Allied victory over the Nazis. The find is likely to raise fears that other terror attacks could be in the works as the world turns its attention to Russia for Monday's ceremonies marking the end of World War II. George Bush getting ready for those ceremonies as part of a four-nation trip to Europe that will probably involve some tricky diplomacy. He leaves early tomorrow for the visit, centered around the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II. In Moscow, Monday, Vladimir Putin hosting 50 other world leaders, a parade through Red Square, and Bush will be there. But Bush is also visiting Latvia and Georgia, two countries formerly ruled by the Soviet Union. Many in the Baltics look on the end of World War II as the start of a communist tyranny. In fact, the Latvians refused to attend the festivities on Monday. Bush's challenge will be to salute Russia's wartime sacrifice and at the same time reach out to the nations that fell under Moscow's control for decades after the war. Bush bowed his head today to mark the National Day of Prayer in the front of the East Room at the White House, filled with people of many different faiths. The speakers in the interfaith ceremony included a rabbi and a Catholic priest. National Day of Prayer chairwoman Shirley Dobson and her husband, focus on the family head James Dobson, were there as well. The House today easily approved another $82 billion for in Iraq and Afghanistan, a measure that includes sweeping immigration reform and boosts the total spent on fighting terrorism since 2001 to over $300 billion. The vote, 368 to 58, the Senate to vote on the measure next week when it returns from a week-long recess. Approval is expected. The bulk of the money, $75.9 billion, slated for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, $4.2 billion, goes to foreign aid and other international relations programs around the world. The House also overwhelmingly passed a bill to raise the ceiling on federal bank insurance to $130,000. It's been $100,000 since 1980. Supporters say the increase in FDIC coverage is needed to keep up with inflation and encourage more people to save. The House bill would also hike FDIC coverage for retirement accounts like IRAs and 401Ks to a ceiling of $260,000. But the Bush administration is opposed to that ceiling for bank accounts, as is Alan Greenspan of the Federal Reserve. He says it could lead to a bigger bailout than the one for thrifts in the 1980s. Republicans have pushed the bill through the House before, only to see it die in the United States Senate, where memories of that bailout of the thrifts remain strong.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm, Tiger Balm, and put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Wilder's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to Wilder's.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Call me a muckraker and make my day. I'm Mike Papantonio.
And I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and muckraking is our mission on Ring of Fire.
That's why this week we're talking about our role model, Upton Sinclair, the courageous writer who exposed the dirty tricks of American industry and really altered the course of history in the process.
We'll also weigh the journalistic merits of Fox News against those of Al Jazeera, and we'll look at a landmark lawsuit by victims of Agent Orange against the chemical companies.
Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I want to report on somebody's death here. I don't know if you know this yet. Retired Army Colonel David Hackworth. I didn't even know he was ill, but he was receiving treatment in Tijuana, Mexico for bladder cancer. And it was announced today that he died today. His wife was with him. He was 74. I had no idea Hackworth was that old. Now, by way of explanation, you know, Hackworth was, I think, the most decorated soldier to come out of the Vietnam conflict. And you could make references about that regarding the illegality and the immorality of our war in Indochina, and I would certainly agree with that point of view. Hackworth's point of view, he eventually became a critic of that war for reasons different from, say, mine, but I respected him, and let me tell you why. When a country commits to war, the military has very little choice. Sure, they could refuse to perform their duties en masse and lead a complete insurrection or mutiny, or they can go ahead and do what the civilian leaders are telling them to do. Now, you can make your own call on the ethical or moral behavior of soldiers where it concerns that choice that they make. Hackworth was a soldier. He was a warrior. He was a warrior in the sense of historical warriors. I do not celebrate war. I don't celebrate death or killing. I understand that on the field of battle there are heroic acts committed, sometimes acts of tremendous bravery and passion. I understand that. But as far as the United States is concerned, and for that matter, most countries, most of the wars fought have been for the worst reasons possible. Resources, religion, political, whatever. But Hackworth, there was something about or as people who knew him called him Hack, there was something about his approach to combat that I found, reluctantly, I came to respect, no matter how much I tried to see war in all its many forms as an absolute abomination. I do see it that way. Hackworth just about made me schizophrenic, because most of what he wrote about after he got out of the military, most of what he talked about resonated with me, and if you're familiar with him, I'm sure it resonated with you. He became a millionaire after the war. He moved to Australia. He didn't even want to come back to the United States. He was so pissed off. He gave up his medals in protest. He was nearly court-martialed when he retired, prior to his retirement from the military in 1971. He wrote several books, including The Vietnam Primer, About Face, and Hazardous Duty. And I just want to note his passing, that's all. Colonel David Hackworth. By the way, he was highly critical of the Bush administration's handling of the Iraq War. I think Hackworth was of the warrior school that said you don't invade countries for gratuitous reasons and lies and filth and murderous motivation the way Bush did. Those are my words, not his. And it was Hackworth who reported about Donald Rumsfeld using a machine to sign condolence letters to the families of killed soldiers last year. That was that came from Hackworth's website. So I just feel compelled to mention his passing in on the program. Again, I do not subscribe to the idea of war, but I've said on this program before, as long as the human race is still stuck to the point where we commit our young people to go murder and be killed, as long as we're stuck there, I think one has to look, at least I do, into that enterprise that we call war, and you'll find, when you do look into that horrible tunnel, you do find acts of courage and bravery and compassion. So, enough said. Regarding all of that, a Marine corporal who was videotaped shooting and apparently injured an unarmed Iraqi in Fallujah in that mosque last year will not face a court-martial. The Marine Corps announced yesterday. They said that the Marines' actions in the shooting were, quote, consistent with the established rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict, end quote. That was the incident was videotaped by the NBC photojournalist who has had his life threatened now by FreeRepublic.com cowards who sit at their computer terminals and pretend like they're big, brave men fighting war someplace. They've threatened. Kevin Seitz was his name. This guy's received more death threats than you could possibly imagine. If you don't remember the story, the shooting occurred when a Marine unit entered the mosque and found five men wounded in the fighting at the site that day or the day before. In the video, as the cameraman moves into the mosque, a Marine in the background could be heard shouting obscenities and yelling that one of the men was only pretending to be dead. And then the Marine raises his rifle toward this Iraqi lying on the floor of the mosque and shoots him. So, not guilty. What he did was consistent with the established rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict. And I'd like to comment on that, but I can't, because if I do, I'll lose my broadcast license. I got an email. What is this? A Million Veterans March? There's a website that you can check out. It's scheduled for June 8th, or they're talking about it. It's a grassroots movement. The purpose of the march, it says here, is to demonstrate veterans' anger at the lack of adequate VA funding, VA performance, and veterans' benefits in general. The event will be held in the mall near the Reflecting Pond by Lincoln Memorial. So far, there's only two speakers. I just got this today. As far as a website is concerned, I'm not sure where to send you. unless you just type into Google Million Veteran March. You may find it. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? Huh? I wonder if Dobson and the rest of these murderous fake Christians would stand up and call these men cowards and traitors. Huh? You suppose Cheney, who said famously that he had more important things to do in the 60s than go fight in Southeast Asia, or Bolton, John Bolton, this thug that they're still trying to push as UN ambassador for the United States, United Nations. What did he say? He said he ducked into a National Guard unit because he said he wasn't going to have his gut spilled out in some Vietnamese rice paddy. So I wonder if they do put this together, a million veterans march to protest Bush's filthy treatment of the military. I wonder how the Christian pornographers in this country, that, because that's what they are, and quotes around the word Christian, I wonder how they would react. How do you suppose they would react, huh? What do you think they would say, that Jesus didn't like these vets for protesting? Because the current brand of, the current crop of Christians, you know, they love death, as you know, they love death. They want as much of it as possible, as long as it's not theirs, or their sons, or their daughters, or anyone connected to their family. The Bush crime family, this is in the Washington Post, Bush crime family, their actions with the military has been examined by a government commission, taking a look at the Pentagon's plans to reposition overseas military forces and transfer troops back home. And the warning is that Bush has so screwed up the U.S. military that there may not be enough ships or aircraft to redeploy forces if they were needed in a crisis. Do you understand what has happened here? And again, I'm totally anti-war, all the way to my core, but that's not where we live. I don't live in an anti-war world. I live in a world that's full of murderous activity. But what Bush has done is made it impossible for the United States military to respond if we're ever really threatened. Not hype threatened, but really threatened.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, it's Wendy, the hypnotherapist. We all have challenges in our lives and we need to find a way to feel better fast. The emotional struggles cause fears, nightmares, chronic pain, and can even suppress your immune system. For over 10 years, I've seen clients use hypnosis to release the pain that comes from emotional conflict. If you have headaches or chronic pain, if you feel stressed and angry and out of control, there's a way to feel better. Hypnotherapy can release the stress that causes your headaches, often in just a few days. My clients who used to have migraines have overcome them by releasing the internal conflicts that was triggering the migraine. My CDs will relieve your headache and chronic pain. I know it works. I've seen miracles in my work with clients. I know it works, and I'll give you my one-year money-back promise. Stop your headaches. Let go of the anger. Become a patient parent. Live your life feeling good. Call me, Wendy Friesen, 877-68-HAPPY, on the web at wendy.com. It's W-E-N-D-I.com. Call me, 877-68-HAPPY.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 21 past the hour. The last thing I want to mention tonight is it's all over the place. Editor and publisher has a story. Seattle Times has a story. Associated Press has a story. This is about the mayor of Spokane, Washington, who has been a virulent and hate-filled anti-gay psychopath, bashing gay folk every chance he could get. Once again, after this story says, after 3 years of investigation, the Spokesman Review, which is the newspaper in Spokane, Washington, today presented a package of stories that included allegations of sexual misconduct by the city's mayor, Jim West. It's about West having sexually molested young boys when he served as a Boy Scout leader and a sheriff's deputy in the 70s. Two of his closest friends then, one a sheriff's deputy and one a scout leader, committed suicide after those early allegations of sex abuse. Goes on and on. The newspaper revealed that one, Robert Gallagher, claimed in a court deposition that West molested him in the mid-70s when he was a boy. A second man, Michael Grant, also accused West of sexual abuse during the same period as Boy Scout. The reason I bring this, he's a Republican. He's a high-level Republican legislator. He was elected mayor in 2003. It says West has led a secret life for about 25 years. Beyond the serious allegations of sexual abuse, West has been using his position in the legislature to block gay rights legislation. At the same time, trolling the internet for young lovers while serving as the mayor of Spokane. The editor of the newspaper in Spokane wrote, "This is not a story about sexual orientation. This is a story about alleged sexual abuse of children and misuse of power and authority. Using the trappings of office to lure and groom young sex partners, barely of legal age, is a published business. Whether those potential partners are men or women, men or women." Yeah, this is the part that gets a little bit touchy for me, and I'm sure for gay folk. It's very easy for these stories to devolve into an anti-homosexual attack. And that's not what this is about. The homosexual aspect of this, in my opinion, not being a gay man, I can only speak from outside that universe. But I've said this before, so many of these closeted gay men in positions of power could so, and in the Republican Party and in Bush's White House, could so ease the pressure, the murderous pressure put on gay folk in this country, both men and women, by simply standing up and saying, yeah, I'm gay, so what? For Christ's sake, so what? Our policies about gays in the military, about gays in education, about gays, you know, the only place that there's the wink, wink, nudge, nudge is gays in government. Right? Goes all the way back to Roy Cohn. Probably goes back before that. Of course it does. But every time a story like this emerges of a child molester who also may or may not have happened to be trolling for gay men over the age of consent, or for men over the age of consent, then the story gets muddy, doesn't it? And it's very easy to turn it into some sort of homophobic attack against gay men or lesbian women, which is what the right wing loves. Even when it's one of their own, even when it's a child molesting, child sexual abusing pig like this guy, the mayor of Spokane, you folks in Washington State, Jesus, it must be rough out there tonight, huh? But when a story like this emerges, and there's a combination of child sexual abuse, which I've said so many times in this program, to me that's borders on unforgivable. Well, it is unforgivable, but how it's handled, I don't know how I could handle sitting in judgment on someone who has sexually abused a child or murdered a child. I couldn't do it. You know, I'd have to say, I'm sorry, Your Honor, I can't sit on this jury because I'd want to rip the son of a bitch into a million pieces. And that's not what justice and law is about. It's not about ripping. But when there happens to be another chapter to these sorts of stories where the person involved, where it's suggested that they are homosexual, in other words, that their orientation is towards sex with the same gender, then the story gets all weird and twisted, and it can very easily turn into an attack against a gay men or lesbian women. I hope that doesn't happen in this case. I just wish, like I've said a million times, that the most virulently anti-gay people would just put the clubs and knives and guns down and say, okay, the reason I'm this way is because I'm gay and this society has taught me to hate myself and I'm just trying to project it and I'm sorry. I'm really gay. I want to love myself. I want to be a normal human being and get about my life. Right? So the mayor of Spokane, a pedophile. Porno and $10 whores. Daddy gets wasted and robs liquor stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus. I think that's why your mommy left us.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed. Or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactiv? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactiv will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Solution.
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-508-0619 and you'll become a believer. Call 1-800-508-0619. 1-800-508-0619. Call now.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Enzyte continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America with millions of satisfied long-term users. Enzyte customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Enzyte is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Enzyte has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Enzyte.com. That's E-N-Z-Y-T-E.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Enzyte, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random. Let's say Walmart. And that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour. How much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country, and we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at PurpleOcean.org.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
Not my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 8freecd.com now.
Why bother with photos in an hour when you can have photos in an instant? Come to the Do-It-Yourself Digital Photothon this Friday and Saturday at CompUSA and find fantastic deals on the latest digital cameras, printers, memory, photo software, and hard drives. Everything you need to create your own digital photography lab. We'll help you find just what you need, and our hourly seminars will make using it all a snap, so to speak. The Do-It-Yourself Digital Photothon this Friday and Saturday only at CompUSA.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Jerry Springer.
I'm telling you, and I'm not the only one saying this, when you use religion to promote your politics or use politics to promote your religion, no good can come of that. You mix politics and religion, you demean religion, you destroy politics. No good comes of that. And that's what is happening now. It is disgusting.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
I'm Jorge, too. Yeah. That means George.
So much more to talk about here. More millions, tens of millions of dollars missing in the black hole that is Iraq. Another U.S. Defense Department dude has been arrested for disclosing classified information to Israel. Gays cannot be anonymous sperm donors. That's Bolton. His pro-Israel efforts. Just goes on and on. But I'll tell you what I'd rather do. We can get to these eventually. Let's do some phone calls here. Once again, we have people who have just been holding on since forever. So let's start with John, who's calling from Ohio. John, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, sir.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yeah. Listen, you talked about a lot of things tonight that were different than what I wanted to talk about, but let me just tell you a little bit about how
okay, sure.
The Bush administration has affected my life. And let's start with, I'm a trained electrical engineer, Purdue University, Indiana, go Hoosiers, whatever.
Okay.
And I also have a disability. And as a result of that disability, I got myself into the retraining system of the state of Indiana. And it turned out that the thing that seemed appropriate for me was to start a business of my own doing computer programming at home. And at the same time that the state of Indiana was paying me to retrain in computer programming, the exact state agency that was paying me to do this, providing, you know, tuition for the courses and whatever, computers, they outsourced the IT, information technology, for that specific state agency to India. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, sure, sure.
I'm thinking, you know, when the contract appeared on the horizon, I thought, hey, here's a great way for me to establish myself. The state has trained me, and now they, you know, they can provide me a little bit of a foothold, and then they just ship it all off to India. Okay.
I don't know what to say. That's happened so much. You know what I'm saying?
Like guys that have to train the people, you know, they're shipping off their machinery to another country.
Right.
It's the exact same thing.
Right. So what are you going to do?
Well, after that happened, it was kind of like at the same time that was happening, my landlord was elderly, and he decided he was too old to run the apartment. He shut it down. And I thought, okay, I have to move. Let me go to Ohio, which was a swing state, right, for the 2004 election.
Right, right.
And I go here, and I am, my housing is partially subsidized by HUD. And I go here and volunteer, you know, gratis for the campaign. And now HUD has decided that you can't go anywhere else if you're on this subsidy.
Right.
So I'm like on a desert island.
Okay, which brings me to this. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about this?
Well, I have the congressperson for this particular district, the Republican. And I contacted them, and they said, well, you know, give us your name and give us your signature that we can look into this. But then when I talked to HUD, they say, there's, you know, a congressman can't really do much about it because really it's just that there's no money left in HUD for people to relocate. So I am just stranded here. It's like no good deed goes unpunished.
Right, right.
I came here to volunteer. But, you know, the bigger picture is that these people that are in power now have really no consideration for what, you know, what's that saying that the judgment of a society is how they treat those who are unempowered or afflicted.
Yeah, I know what you mean, right.
Yeah, and here I am, I'm getting it from all directions, and I'm not a stupid person.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I have a disability. I confess, I do. But, you know, it's like there's no way out. And I just, my primary concern, of course, is for the Iraqi people.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, 100,000? The medical journal? What was the medical journal?
Lancet. The Lancet said 100,000 excess deaths since the U.S. invaded. Right.
And so my little pitiful situation here, where I'm stranded in a place where I don't want to live, is you know, it's nothing compared to that. And so my primary consideration is, and now we hear from the Blair administration that this was all political to go to war in Iraq.
Oh, sure. It was all made up, but you knew that.
And so here I'm left with, here are two huge blows against my personal life. And on top of that, you know, I am a spiritual person. In a way, it may not fit with Pat Robertson's definition of spiritual, but you know,
right.
I have empathy for the people in Iraq, and they didn't ask for this. And there's no justification for killing these 100,000 people.
There's no justification for the deaths of 1,600 Americans either, right?
Yeah, and. You know, needless to say, that the injury, the guys that are coming home mentally, you know, this is close to my heart because, hey, I'm a wacko. But, you know, the guys that are coming home mentally or physically disabled.
Right.
And so here I am in a nation that supposedly is the leader of the world in the ideals of freedom, you know, and yet nothing seems to fit. So what am I going to do? You know, I'll keep on trying. But it's very, very frustrating.
Yeah. I hear you. All right. I don't have anything to say, John, except, you know, something that would just be a platitude or an empty statement, just, you know, keep your chin up.
Well, and I've heard you in the past say that your program is not so much solutions as it is we're sitting around the campfire telling our stories.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so this is my story. And
all right.
I'm a guy who has tried all my life. And I have come up against a brick wall, which is this particular administration. And can I add one more thing?
Sure.
Well, you know, the Conyers letter?
Yes.
I want to give, I hate to use the word because I'm white. I'm so very white. I want to give a shout out to Joy in California.
Go ahead.
And the internet crew that are listening to you and commenting on you, on IRC. You know, when she reminded us of what Conyers had to say about this revelation of the memo that came out of the Blair administration, that really the justification for going to war in Iraq was political, that they shaped the intelligence reports to their own end. And when I hear that on top of everything else, you know, I have empathy for the people in Iraq. And I have my own personal story. But then when I hear that this was perhaps, the biography of W. Bush,
mm-hmm.
our current president.
Right.
There is one version of that where he was impressed by Margaret Thatcher when she sent the troops off to
fight the Falkland War.
Right, and he saw how that had such political weight
with the folks back home. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're in agreement here, John, that Bush is a killer, he's a coward, he's a bully.
Totally corrupt.
I understand what you're saying, and I have nothing to add to what you've said. I'm glad you called in. I hope you'll stay in touch, all right?
All right. And thank you so much for the work you're doing.
You bet, John. You take care. This is Air America.
Downsizing workers just gives me the chills, and it helps with the old bottom line. Indian workers with tech support skills work for chips and speak English just fine. It's a jobless recovery. Why pay a salary? We can outsource all the work that we need. It's a jobless recovery. Working for you and me, we will grow richer indeed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Talk about wireless waste. 100 million cell phones per year are thrown away in the U.S. alone.
Old cell phones are discarded. A large number of phones also end up in landfills and incinerators.
That's Eric Most from Inform talking about their new report, Calling All Cell Phones.
Cell phones contain a large number of hazardous substances which pollute the air when burned in incinerators and leach into soil and drinking water when landfilled. These substances include arsenic, beryllium, and lead and have been associated with cancer and a number of other reproductive disorders.
So before you hang up your old cell phone, phone, make the right call.
There are a number of programs which will accept cell phones and either recycle them or refurbish them. To learn about these programs, you can go to www.recyclewirelessphones.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at Esurance.com.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a men's clothing store in New York that made everything easy? Imagine a place with a wide selection of designers, a friendly staff, and reasonable prices. Wouldn't it also be helpful if men could get all of their clothing needs from suits, sport coats, corporate casual, shoes, formal wear, and even things for going out at night all in one place? Well, I think there is. I'm Ken Gidden, owner of Rothmans. When I started this business 18 years ago, I set out to create a store that was different than the rest. I wanted a place for New Yorkers, a place that was understandable and approachable for both the fashion expert and the fashion victim. We do the work, and our expert staff will help you choose from designers like Canali, Boss, Zegna, Joseph Abboud, Ben Sherman, Fred Perry, Ted Baker, and many more. We've done the editing, so your shopping experience can be rewarding and efficient. Of course, there's expert tailors to help you with all of your special needs. That's Rothmans on Union Square in Manhattan and in the Village of Scarsdale. Please call us at 212-777-7400 for information. That's 212-777-7400.
If you're worried about people finding work, you better increase demand. If you're trying to create new jobs, in other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
Well, that certainly makes sense to me. How about you, Two Seeker? Huh? Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program. Hey, Michael.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. As soon as the music dies down a little bit.
Well, first, let me take the opportunity to wish you a speedy recovery. I hope you feel better.
Thanks. It's just a sinus cold.
Oh, yeah, but still, it sucks to feel miserable. A couple things I want to touch base upon what you brought up yesterday. First of all, that Lindy England situation,
uh-huh.
You know, that is so identical to two things. I'm sure you heard of the movie A Few Good Men.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, just the exact same theme of the difference between following orders and following to do what is right in your conscience. And we had the same situation here in New York City during the 90s with some of the corrupt NYPD cops under then-Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Yeah, the same Giuliani that was dubbed America's mayor. But you had asked yesterday, what will it take to take this Bush administration down and to stop their crime? And I think you hit the smoking gun evidence. You know what that is?
What is it?
The memo that everyone is talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, as Greg Palast says, and some other people are starting to say, what the hell does it take? What else do we need to run this this crime family out of town legally and peacefully, of course?
Do you know that memo ties into a specific timeline and thus would serve as a motive for Bush and company stealing the election 2000 to begin with? I mean, they couldn't do the things that they've been doing if they weren't in office. You know what I'm saying? And this thing with them thinking they're so above the law, above everybody else, that they're untouchable. You know, they're going to learn either the easy way or the hard way that they are not above the law. They must be held accountable domestically and even internationally. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
What was this thing that you mentioned earlier about some song that was banned in some kind of cheerleading thing?
Yeah, remember from the, you're probably too young, but it came out in the group called the Kingsmen. It came out, I think, in 63, 64. It was called Louie Louie. Remember Louie Louie?
Louie. Oh, isn't that the same song from the Stories in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely know that song. But, you know, what the hell is this that they think that the song is too raunchy? You know, I don't understand what these people are thinking.
Well, nobody understands what the lyrics to the song really are anyway. It's
but
just...
Why are they so concerned about that, but yet no one wants to talk about when Mr. Vice President Cheney, the self-professed Christian, turned around on a live congressional televised floor, I'm sure you remember it, tells an opposing Democratic senator to go cuckoo himself. I mean, nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to take action against that. I mean, where is the consistency here? And if Cheney is listening to me, I want him to know all I do is speak the truth. And if he doesn't like it, he can follow his own advice and go cuckoo cuckoo himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I see what you're saying. Hey, Michael, thanks for checking in.
Yeah, feel better, buddy.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, man. God bless.
Yeah, if Cheney were a real Christian, having a lesbian daughter, he would take her out in the backyard and kill her. I mean, that's what these religious right freaks, you know, and they cite Leviticus and some of the hardcore books of the Old Testament. Huh? If you have a child who breaks the law, and obviously these people think the law includes you can't have a certain, how do they put it, lifestyle? Jesus, don't you hate that term, huh? So Cheney is not a Christian. If he were a real Christian, he would be like Dobson. He would beat his children. He would kill them. I'm sure Dobson's children feel that they barely escape with their lives when, just like Bob Jones University founder, all the generation after generation of those people have been criminally insane, and yet they continue to run something called Bob Jones University, right? But no, Cheney's not a real Christian as defined here in 2005 America. If he were, he'd murder his daughter. There's no question about that. Lance is calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Lance, welcome to the program.
Well, it sounds like you're not the only one under the weather now.
Right.
Well, as one Moody's fan to another, I've got something that might cheer you up.
Good. Let's hear it.
If you go to Mike Pinder's website, there's vintage video of them playing in Holland back in the late 60s, the original lineup.
In the 60s?
Yeah, late 60s.
My God.
The group, it's all black and white, and some of it's kind of cheesy, but it's...
What is it, MikePinder.com?
Yes.
Okay, I'll check it out. That's cool.
And
now that you said that, the people are going to go in and crash the site. You know that.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. There's another movie the fellow before me mentioned, A Few Good Men. There's a much better one called Breaker Morant.
Oh, yeah, about the Aussie, the guys that were executed.
Yeah, and it's a good rule of thumb. If you hold a rank less than captain, you will be prosecuted and punished.
Yeah.
If you're captain, it's kind of a 50-50 thing.
Right.
If you're above captain, forget it.
That's right, because part of a commissioned officer's rule book is we will always provide you with scapegoats.
Okay.
Always.
I think you're refrained constantly of, oh, but at least the queers can't get married.
That's it. Thank God for that, Lance. Lance, I got a boogie. Thank you, sir. Have a nice evening. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, no matter how bad it gets, remember, at least the queers can't get married. All right, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Goodbye, WLIB listeners.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I want my boy to the street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
I hate spam.
I hate spam.
I hate spam.
You got a plan to get rid of spam?
Spam put spyware on my computer.
I got a plan to get rid of spam.
I got a virus from spam.
You got a plan to get rid of spam?
My computer got a pest from spam.
I got a plan to get rid of spam.
Spam slowed down my computer. It wastes my time.
A $3 plan to get rid of spam.
Plan B's got a plan to get rid of spam.
Plan B's got a plan to get rid of spam?
Eliminate spam. $3 per mailbox per month. Plan B Technologies. Get your business plan to get rid of spam. $3 per mailbox per month. Call Plan B Technologies at 212-242-5654. Plan B Technologies. Serving the tri-state area for over 20 years. That's Plan B Technologies at 212-242-5654. That number again, 212-242-5654. Plan B Technologies.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Although he won't enjoy the same majority in Parliament, it appears Tony Blair has won an historic third term as British Prime Minister. A poll issued after the voting ended Thursday night projected Blair to have a 66-seat majority in Parliament, down from 161 after the last election. Experts say a reduced majority in Parliament will curtail Blair's power in his third and final term. At least 24 people were killed in a wave of attacks launched by insurgents in Baghdad. In the most serious attack, a suicide bomber blew himself up at an army recruitment facility, killing at least 13 people and wounding 15 others. Gunmen also shot dead 10 policemen in an ambush on their convoy and then set their vehicles on fire. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is hailing the capture of a top al-Qaeda operative in Pakistan. Abu Faraj Farj al-Libi was arrested by Pakistani security forces.
This is a great victory for them. It's a great victory in the war on terrorism. But I can tell you that this is somebody that we watched a lot every single day, those of us who've been very involved in the war on terrorism, very important.
Surveillance video may assist investigators in New York City discover who planted two homemade grenades. The devices exploded around 3:30 a.m. Thursday morning outside the building housing the British consulate. No one was hurt in the blast, which shattered some windows. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says surveillance tapes show a taxicab driving by the consulate at the time the grenades exploded. A new report finds the U.S. Army knew that former NFL player Pat Tillman died from friendly fire weeks before they released the information to the public. More from Dennis McBroom.
According to an article in the Washington Post, the first Army investigator who looked into Tillman's death found that he was killed in an act of gross negligence during a firefight. Officials also reportedly destroyed critical evidence that showed Tillman was killed by American bullets and withheld the truth about what happened from Tillman's brother, who was also an Army Ranger serving in Afghanistan at the time of Pat Tillman's death. Pat Tillman left a lucrative NFL career with the Arizona Cardinals to join the Army after the 9/11 attacks. Dennis McBroom, Phoenix.
New Haven, Connecticut's newest Homeland Security Guard looks more like R2-D2 than a human officer. The city has just purchased a $150,000 remote-controlled police robot. Chief Francisco Ortiz says the robot can be used in situations that would be too hazardous for its flesh-and-blood counterparts.
This is state-of-the-art technology. This will save lives. Most importantly, this will help equip our emergency services division with being able to respond appropriately to any event that might occur in our community.
Funds to purchase the robot came from a 2003 federal Homeland Security grant. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No.
You'll look successful. Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German Justice Minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that. We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for sticking around. Or if you're just joining us, boy, did you miss a fun 2 hours. Let's go right back to some phone calls here. Derek is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Derek, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. How are you doing, Truth Giver?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I've heard you talk about these fake Christians, and I just wanted to share a Bible passage with you that I happened to think of when I was listening to you talk. Jesus himself had something to say about these people, and I know you've got a radio program to run, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I just want to jump around. But for those who are keeping score at home, I'm reading from Matthew 23, and I'm starting at Matthew 23, chapter 11. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land, to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe to ye, you blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor.
All right, Derek, that's enough. I think everybody gets the point. What you're describing there is the Bush crime family.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, was that written by Matthew, or those words of
those
Jesus?
Those are allegedly the words of Jesus himself.
Well, if that's the case, then, you know, I've said this before, were I one of these modern Christians, I would be trembling in my boots because the terrible swift sword that is talked about so often in Christian hymns and Christian mythology is going to come down and lop these people's heads off, and they're going to be tossed into hell where the devil's going to use them as soccer balls. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Derek, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate that. All right, thanks. See, we do church here. Doug is calling from Memphis. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Doug.
Talking to you again, man.
My pleasure.
I was sorry to hear about David Hackworth. He served in the same branch and everything.
Is that right?
Yeah, I respect him, too. I really do.
Yeah, I just found out about it this evening.
Yeah, I was listening last night. My battery ran out. I was on hold for so long.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not your problem. I got to get something here that works AC. I got it plugged in, but it just charged. It doesn't charge anyway.
Right.
Last night, with my twisted mind, you mentioned the soundbite from George Bush when he said, Jorge, that's me. I'm a Jorge.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's only appropriate to me if someone in Canada, you know how they talk, they'd say, hey, he's a Jorge.
hey, that's funny.
I'm twisted, you know. As
usual. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Doug.
But the thing you mentioned tonight, Dobson and Bush, he's hanging his head in prayer on National Prayer Day.
Uh-huh.
I think it's much more appropriate if they hang their heads in shame, for God's sakes, you know.
I know. This whole thing, you know, I've said before on this program, I had a lot of Baptist and Methodist upbringing. I can remember my grandmother. A fundamentalist that she was, Lake of Fire and all that stuff, and she made it very clear to me that when you pray, pray in private, and she showed me the Bible verse where it said it. So every time I see these fake Christians like George W. Bush or the rest of these thugs using this philosophy of Christ or Jesus as a hammer the way they do, you know, I think about my grandma, and I just think to myself, you know, according to my grandma's belief, all these people are going to burn in the Lake of Fire anyway, so to hell with them.
Yeah.
So I just write them off. Now, having said all that, of course, I made it very clear. You know, I'm not a deist. I don't believe in this stuff. I think it's interesting mythology, interesting religious history, but has absolutely nothing to do with the real world. Nothing whatsoever.
I think Christ was cool too, but it's got nothing to do with what these cats are doing. You know.
There you go.
I pray every day, too, in hopes that I'll wake up and find all these guys on a picture on a milk carton, you know?
Doug, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. All right, speaking of Canada, RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program, eh?
I'm doing
fine, sir. How are you?
Great. A guy stole my thunder before. I wanted to talk about Greg Powell's article in the memo that hit the London Times of London yesterday.
Yeah, but I understand that Blair has been handily reelected. Although I don't understand the system of electing prime ministers there. Maybe it's because I'm not real clear. I thought I was, but I guess I'm not as clear on the parliamentary system as I need to be.
Well, they vote for their own riding person, like the person that in their own riding, and
right.
Whatever party they represent, that's who they voted for. Blair has to win election in his own riding.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And then he's just the party leader. They can change party leader any time, and the word is that as soon as it's convenient, they're going to kick his ass, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, as soon as they have a convention, they're going to vote him out and get somebody in, probably the Exchequer, is what I've heard.
Huh.
Because the lie is too blatant. But, this, again, the British are too smart to kick out the Labour government, which is... aside from Blair's warmongering, aside from that, he did really well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Good economy and all that stuff, and, you know, uniting. So the people said, well, we're not going to get rid of the whole party. We want we're going to send a message, and they did, because he had 167 seat majority before, and it's down to 60 or so now. So.
You're kidding.
No.
He lost 100 seats?
Something like that. That's the,
the Labor Party did?
That was the projection I last heard.
Oh, my God. Now, who picked up, the Liberals or the Conservatives?
The Conservatives, mostly. The Liberal Democrats kept the same. And the Conservatives got some more in another party, some other weird, more of a Ross Perot type party wants some seats. So.
Oh, for heaven's sake! But all right. Anyway, well, I'm sure the Times, the Post will have it all tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Because you know it fascinates me that the Brits can from start to finish put on an election, a national election, in 30 days, and be done with the nonsense where it takes in this country for a presidential election it takes 2 years. And it's so full of boiled owl droppings, you have to walk around with hip boots for 18 months. So I've always been intrigued by the...
public funding.
Yeah, well, sure. Well,
they can't advertise, or they're not allowed to pay for their own political advertising. They have to take it out of the fund provided by the government. Everybody has the same,
right?
You know, on the same footing. And so you don't... get 24/7 propaganda on your television screens. Well, the British couldn't take that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like commercials on BBC at all. You know, they especially if they broke into a soccer match. Can you imagine? They'd
storm
the right. The BBC would be in flames. Queen, we don't need no bloody queen, but don't you dare take our Manchester United away from us.
Right, exactly.
Hey, I was just wondering, do I have time to read a poem?
How long is it?
It's real quick. The Second Coming by W.B. Yeats. Would you like that? Just the second.
We did it the other night.
Ah, thank crap.
We did it the other night on the program about slouching. What strange creature slouches toward Bethlehem to be born?
Yeah, that's such a great one. I missed it. I knew you were going to do it one night, and I thought you never got around to it. But
well, the part in there that, you know, the center cannot hold. What's the line?
The line is...
Things fall apart. The center cannot hold.
Mere anarchy, or anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blunt Tim died is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned.
Yeah, exactly.
Convictions, while the worst are full of passionate intensity.
Yeah. And, God.
And it's nailed what's going on right now, because you can't base everything and hold everything together on lies and subterfuge when everybody else in the world knows what's going on, and you're so busy lying to your own people that you just can't hold things together. Eventually,
I'm waiting for the impeachment. I'm waiting for the U.S. House Judiciary Committee to open up impeachment hearings and start calling witnesses, RB.
Maybe start from the ground and have a popular uprising. Impeachment 2005.
I hear you, RB. Thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000. The oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free two-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan. Well, then it's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell re- What about Medicare? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 21 past the hour. What's this story that's... a couple of people have emailed me now that's just occurred in the past couple of hours. A Baptist church in North Carolina, the East Waynesville Baptist Church in Waynesville, North Carolina, has expelled all the members of the congregation who are Democrats. WLOS television there is reporting. I just looked at the video from there. They're reporting that East Waynesville Baptist Church has officially excommunicated all its Democratic members. Apparently, the preacher had told the congregation before the election from the pulpit that if they didn't vote for Bush, they had to come to the altar and confess their sins and repent. What? Can you say cult? Can you say psychopath? Can you say, pick a word? Unbelievable. Is anybody know about this story? Is this true? Is this... I was looking at the video from the radio station, or the television station, but I can't turn the sound up because it would feed back into the program that we're doing right now. So I guess I have to watch it tonight. But East Waynesville, North Carolina. Not been in Waynesville. I know where East Waynesville. Baptist Church. There's a picture of the Baptist Church. It's not some little shack. It looks like a regular Christian church And they throw the Democrats out. Oh, my God. Oh, no Jews, no Democrats, no queers, no independent women. Oh, man. Unbelievable stuff. I don't know. Stephanie is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mike, so much. I have to tell you, I love your show.
Thanks. Thank you.
And I got to tell you that I didn't originally feel that way. You've hooked me in, let me tell you.
Tell me about that transition. What did you originally think, and how did you change your mind?
But thank you. I would love to say that. We've had Air America here, I think, since September of last year.
And, yeah.
I was like, oh, thank God. I could hardly wait. And we had this other guy, this Phil Henry guy, which they luckily got rid of. And I listened to you, and I'm like, yeah, this guy's making sense. But I would hear you, you know, and you would get so upset and so mad, or hear you
right.
with the Bush crime family. And I'm like, oh, this is a little over the top for me. You know, this is a little bit much. But I told my husband, I was talking about you, and I said, Bush crime family. He said, yeah, well, that's what they are. You know, I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know, I'd listen more and more and a little bit longer, and if you're getting a little too upset, I was just going to flip the radio off and say, oh, okay, that's enough for now. But then one night, especially, you were talking about people saying to you, hey, why don't you ramp it down a little bit?
Right.
That's not who I am. You are so from the heart, and I think I'm a real media watcher. I met my husband. We have a listener-sponsored station. He's a programmer there. I mean, I'm love media, and I love politics. You really got my heart that night when you were just saying, you know, this is who I am. I can't be anybody else. And the more I listened, I realized you are totally sincere. This is not a game here.
Oh no. There's no act here, Stephanie. Sometimes on the drive home after we leave here, Kathy and I, and the baby is usually asleep or nursing. We have about a 20-minute ride home down some backcountry roads, and it takes a good 20 minutes for me to calm down on the nights when I get really upset. But no, I don't believe in putting on an act at all. This is stuff. It just comes right from the heart. But that's interesting. Well, I'm glad you decided to stick around, and I hope you're going to continue.
You have me. I'm hooked. And the thing is, this must be my life for talk radio between you and public radio. I talked to on public radio, Anne Lamott, whom I'm a huge fan of, was on tonight, and she's written the latest book. And also the thing is, I think we really have to. I'm totally comfortable, and I'm a believer, but that's okay, you know. And you're
sure
not.
It is.
And that's all right. It's okay.
Absolutely.
We really have to learn to be like that. We've got to. And this democracy, you know, this whole idea of the United States is, we have to have a neutral, common space for people who are gay, people who are straight, whatever. To be and exist, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Stephanie, let me put you on hold a second, because you wanted to talk about Louie, right?
I sure do.
Okay, well, hold on. We'll do a quick break and come back. We'll pick you up on the other side of the break here. Do stay with us. We're going to try to get your phone calls if you're on hold, so stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Same song. DJ sucks. Makes me sad. Try to turn it on. Say goodbye, my love. Radio song.
Hey, hey, hey.
World is collapsing.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Is the FDA doing enough to protect you from drugs with hidden side effects? Not even FDA employees think so. 2/3 of the FDA's own scientists say the agency isn't adequately monitoring the safety of drugs on the market. This month's Mother Jones reports on an FDA scientist who was told to be quiet when he discovered one drug's deadly side effects. Before the Vioxx scandal hit, the FDA's David Graham found that the drug increased the risk of heart attacks. But FDA officials took no action and told him to be quiet. A month later, the makers of Vioxx found the same thing and recalled the drug themselves. Even though the FDA had known, it had done nothing. Sources close to the FDA tell Mother Jones that incidents like this happen all the time. To see how the FDA's lax standards are putting your health at risk, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Hi, I'm Mel Gibson. As most of you know, I'm good friends with Jesus, and we both agree that Chest magazine is the funniest thing since the Crusades. It's smart, outrageous, and best of all, it's not Jewish. So check it out and be like me and Jesus.
Jest magazine, humor for the irreverent. Go to jest.com for a limited time and subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code Mel Gibson. Subscribe now at jest.com. That's jest.com.
Celebrity voices may not be real.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Laura Flanders.
Emperors who have no clothes and African kings who rock. The Laura Flanders Show looks at real versus imagined crises in the USA and hears from Brian Sedgemoor, the British Member of Parliament who just left the Labour Party over Tony Blair's lies on Iraq. Medea Benjamin on avoiding W's next war and the Vietnamese perspective on the last. Plus, Nigerian music legend King Sunny Ade on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America Radio.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, we're talking to Stephanie in Madison, Wisconsin. All right, Stephanie, you wanted to bring up something about Louis Louis, right?
Got it. Okay. Louis Louis. The original song was done by a guy named Richard Berry, who is an R&B singer from the Seattle area.
Mm-hmm.
It was a kind of a calypso song,
right,
but much slower, a little bit more of a calypso beat, and something about I meet my girl, a ship across the sea, nothing dirty, nothing,
right,
you know. And then this band, the Kingsmen, did the song, you know, and they were basically just went in the studio and they were, I don't know if they were drunk or trashed or what, but they just, you know, they did the song. You couldn't understand the lyrics. And certainly I remember when I, you know, heard it, a lot of us made up dirty words to it, but, you know,
sure.
They weren't dirty. And, oh, by the way, that was not the same. The stories. That was a totally different song. But it's ridiculous that these people are wasting their. There's so much. This world is just. There's pain to despair in this world. You know,
mm-hmm.
And these people are wasting their time and taxpayers' money or whatever with this kind of garbage.
It's astonishing. And meanwhile, the Kansas State School Board is once again trying to decide how to eliminate the teaching of evolution and replace it with some psychopathic mythology of talking snakes and creationism or intelligent design.
Exactly.
You know, I think all these mythologies, religious mythologies, until they get crazy, they all serve a pretty good point. They tried when they were first put together to explain the unexplainable to people who lived in desert tribes or jungle huts or mountain retreats. You know, in the Andes, 20,000 feet up, and didn't have the vocabulary or the framework to try to explain their existence. So all of this stuff, you know, this attempt to explain it and to show, and every one of these mythologies talk about how God found favor with that particular tribe or that particular group, and everybody else was killed or drowned or set afire or turned into pillars of salt. And it just, it's astonishing to me that that people can't look at the poetry of Greek mythology or Christian mythology or Hindu mythology. Look at the poetry, look at the visual imagery, look at the lessons that are embedded on how to live your life, and stop beating everybody over the head and killing and cutting throats and burning people alive over these damned religions. I can't handle it, Stephanie.
I'm totally with you there. And to me, I mean, it's actually people who are believers, who are true believers. I think true religion, personally, is not. It's not meant to divide people, and it's not meant to create wars. And these people saying this, it's perverse. It's sick. You know, it really is.
I hear you, Stephanie. Let me move on. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. The only point of departure between Stephanie and I would be on, I think religion is designed to divide people and use as a weapon. Spirituality is not. I think any faith or any avatar or any poet or whatever who preached spirituality was trying to hook everybody up. You know, look, there's a universal I am. You know, stop all this nonsense. There is a universal one. And to me, that is pure spirituality. It may be just quantum physics, nothing but that. Who knows? To the extent that is reality on some level, fine. But religion is not reality. It never was. And people, just like this church in East Waynesville, North Carolina, during the break, I listened or watched the videotape that's available out there on the web now. You're going to have to find it. But it's available. And my God, this nutball pastor who threw or demanded the people who were Democrats who voted for Kerry leave the church. And it just makes me want to say all kinds of bad words, all kinds of caca words and nasty and condemn him into, his own hell and stuff like that. And then I have to stop and think, oh, come on. You know, but isn't that how it starts? Isn't that how it starts? Not to use the just beat to death analogy, but isn't this kind of how it started against the Jews in Germany? Huh? Well, you all are not you shouldn't be worshiping God, so we'll burn your synagogues. You know, you shouldn't be transacting any sort of commerce, so we'll burn your stores. You shouldn't be making love and having babies, so we'll burn you. Isn't it kind of how it starts, huh? All the talk about demonizing gay folk in this country. My God, we're playing with something here, not you and me, but people are playing with something that is so dangerous. Isn't it great how Bush has changed the tone in America? Remember back in 2000, a million years ago, in the presidential campaign, the tone of America, the spirit. Thank God he's a uniter, not a divider, right? Such a godly man, such a wonderful Christian man, such great principles these neocon Christians and Jews exhibit. Huh? They're not real Christians. They're not real Jews. They're crazy people. They believe in death and destruction. They want to eat each other, and eventually they're going to have to. Eventually they're going to have to. Well, India has the thing between Muslims and Hindus, and we've got the thing here between Christians and what? Non-believers? I don't know. I don't know anymore. I have no idea anymore. You just want to, you know, I hate to dignify any of this nonsense with rational questions, but wouldn't you like to grab this little pissant preacher by his lapels and ask him, you know, who would Christ shun, you moron? Would Christ come into your tacky little filthy crap hole of a church here and say the Democrats have to leave? Huh? Would he? Would that reverend order Jimmy Carter out of the chapel? You know, Carter has probably done more since he left office, to bring about world peace in any given day, then this little pissant preacher at this horrible, horrible, disgusting so-called church in East Waynesville, North Carolina, has done in his entire life. But isn't this how it starts? Isn't this how it starts? No, it's already started, you know. When Falwell and Robertson sat there and talked about how the feminists and the secular humanists and the queers were responsible for God dropping the protective veil that he keeps over the United States, and the bombers came and murdered 3,000 people in this country. The attack on the country was shocking. The comments by these so-called Christian leaders subsequent to that attack was beyond belief. Beyond belief. They're not saying this. This is what Himmler said about the Jews. They're not saying this. And they are. And they continue to. And these animals like Dobson and these perverts, Jesus, it's just awful. And they keep doing it. And they keep doing it. It's going to devour them at some point. They are creating so much anger and tension and rage in this country, so much divisiveness. They got sure as hell have me upset. And they just don't stop. They don't stop. This Justice Sunday thing that occurred, when was it, Sunday before last? With the filthy lies and the perversion, turning 1,000 houses of worship into 1,000 houses of ill repute. It's astonishing what these people are doing. And that's why we talk about it so much. They are using religion. You know, the whole subject of religion is one I would just as soon stay away from. I can't believe it is a topic of such immediacy here in the past 7 or 8 years. We never used to talk about religion. Religion was something that you either practiced or you didn't. You're either spiritual / religious or not. And now it's hand grenades, it's howitzer shells, it's RPGs, it's tanks, it's death, piles of bodies, and these smug, self-righteous killers like this Dobson, who preaches nothing but death, nothing but disrespect, nothing but divisiveness. Man. Sorry. Brian is calling from Ohio. Brian, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hey.
I tell you, this Bush crony and his group, I'm just tore up about it. But you know, one thing is.
Hey, I did it again, Brian. Hold on. Let me do this. Let me do this commercial, and I'll come back. Okay, we'll come right back to you. Quick break. We shall return. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Get him up against the wall. And that one looks Jewish. And that one's a cool. Who they are is riffraff into the room.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Sport in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. As always, thanks to the crew in New York. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac. Happy birthday, Colin. David Fasikas, associate producer. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, who archives the program, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and, of course, Catherine Bay, who is the executive producer of this program. Back to, where were we? Brian in Ohio. Go ahead, Brian. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to say it's, I mean, talk is your business, of course, but don't you think that we need to start really putting things into action as far as a peaceful movement, something to
yes.
numbers?
Yes,
to
I do.
Show that thing. We can't just be quiet anymore.
I know, and it gets to the point eventually where talk becomes almost like a soporific, like a huge Valium, where instead of sitting around talking. There should be action, and I've said it before. I've been saying it for the past 3 or 4 years on this network and on the one I worked with previously. I don't know what the tipping point is. How much more can we take?
I mean, it's evident by the things that are going on in the world today, how much it entails everybody's lives with
sure.
so much confusion. Everybody's lost. So many good people have turned to crack. So many people have just quit.
And so many people have turned to these phony religions, whether it's fundamentalist Islam or fundamentalist Christianity, and in certain parts of the world, fundamentalist Hinduism. It's just insane. I think Carl Sagan, I've said this many times in this program, Carl Sagan tried to warn against this before he died in his book, The Demon-Haunted World, that this turn away from science, away from rational thought, away from logic, and into mysticism and fantasy, and where people actually believe it. It's one thing to go watch all 3 episodes of Lord of the Rings. It's something else again to use the Book of Revelation in the Christian Bible as some sort of a roadmap to what's really going to happen. I mean, it's insanity. It's just insanity. Yeah, I do get worried. I do.
You know, you sometimes go to bed and you're afraid to wake up because it may be martial law the next day. You really, I mean, everybody thinks it's kind of crazy, but it's not. It's coming closer and closer every day.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, loud and clear.
And Mike, I love you. You keep my percolator from overflowing.
All right, thanks, Brian. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. That's pretty much what this program is. It's a release valve. You remember when you were a kid? Now, you won't remember this unless you're above a certain age. Remember pressure cookers? Nah. Oh, you can still buy them, Kathy says? All right, well, nobody uses them. Nobody uses a pressure cooker anymore, do they? Huh?
If you're in the South and you want to make proper fried chicken, you have to have a pressure cooker. Trust me. The Colonel knows.
When I was a kid growing up, we had pressure cookers. And I always knew I was going to hate supper when I came home from school, and my mom would have the pressure cooker out because what she put in there was ham, cabbage, carrots, and potatoes, and she called it boiled dinner. And it was awful.
Well, just because your mother couldn't cook, you also said her Spanish her Spanish rice tasted like feet.
Anyway, where I was going with this is that this program is that little thing on the top of the pressure cooker. Remember how that thing would start dancing around? And invariably, somebody in the neighborhood, you'd hear about it the next day, back in the day when there was neighborhoods where you actually talked with your neighbors, right? You'd hear the next day somebody's pressure cooker exploded because they didn't release that thing, and there'd be chicken, teeth, hair, and eyeballs all over the walls of the kitchen. Right? I was terrified of that damn thing. I always thought it was going to explode and kill me or my little brother or sister or whatever. Unbelievable. What? Oh, that's right, pressure cooker. Yeah, that's what this program is. We're like a huge pot of food that's being cooked under pressure, and our America is. And boy, I've had way too much Tylenol magic nighttime stuff or whatever. What are you giving me? What is this stuff you've been giving me tonight so I can do the program? What is this?
Well, it's not Vicodin.
No, I'm hip, but it's something. It's really good. It really has a nice taste to it. Man, now you said I could, oh my God, the label says 1 tablespoon? Oh, Jesus, I've been taking a tablespoon about every hour and a half.
Well, you're not supposed to mix it with MD-2020.
Okay. Well, pressure cookers, that's right, that's right. That was in response to what Brian, I believe in Ohio, was talking about. That's all. That's all. That's all I meant. I didn't mean anything other than that. Ed is calling from Seattle. Ed, welcome to the program. We only have about a minute left. I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. Hi, Mike. I just wanted to say, first of all, it's an honor, definitely an honor to speak with you and definitely listen to your program.
My pleasure, sir. The folks like you make this program.
Oh, we miss you so much out here. And God knows, I wish to God that you could finally make your way out there somewhere to talk to us. We need you desperately, but I'll make this real short.
Okay.
Mike, I miss it when you just speak your heart. I know you're not up, you know, feeling all that well. How many more mothers? How many more sisters? How many more damn brothers, uncles, aunties have to listen to the fact that their child has been killed?
Sure, absolutely. I don't know. I don't know.
Mike!
I don't know, Ed. It's getting weirder and weirder. I don't know. I guess until these crazy people who run this country have had their bloodlust satisfied. Ed, thanks. We'll talk again. I'm sorry. I have to let you go, pal, because you're out of time. That's a legitimate question. That's a legitimate question. I don't know. I have no idea. Thanks for participating tonight. I appreciate it. You lurkers, you Republicans that hang out around the program, just keep coming back. Eventually, some of this is going to wash out over you and cleanse your souls and make you whole again. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? To the normal people. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Watch your back, all right? Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
on Air America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.